to a bigger house. Oh, I said the quiet part loud, loud part quiet. Oh,
we're going live.
Hey,
shock the dickhead.
Shock the dickhead. I was kind of half expecting that song to play in the movie, but I guess they couldn't afford the rights.
For what?
For the Peter Gabriel song. Shock the monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen this week because he played a lot of like the 1960s like hits that are all like eminent domain now.
This is a strange movie.
I said it was Napoleon Dynamite, the horror movie.
On today's episode of Hollywood is Dead. Hello, citizens. Welcome to Hollywood is Dead, episode 173, The Monkey, Phoenix West.
Dick Ticket.
Napoleon Dynamite is a very accurate description of this movie.
I felt that way.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, yes. They're very nice.
My new Nick Cage shirt.
Oh, wow. Would you have that designed yourself?
No, my friend Cass. You remember Cass? She sent it to me for my birthday.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Merch is at the birthday party that you were here for?
Yes.
I just got this in the mail like 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, good. It was like 6 months later.
Exactly. That's what she does. That's kind of our thing, is giving each other birthday gifts almost into the next birthday.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
It always keeps you on your toes.
Anyway, for the podcast, it's a Nick Cage with a lei on his head, and it says Daddy below him.
Ah.
It's a little circle.
I'm Daddy Cage.
It's dark brown. I don't know if you can tell on the podcast.
It looks black here. It's dark brown. It's
dark brown.
It looks black.
Yeah. Well, wow. You can tell if you look at the black hat, then look at this, so you can tell there's a difference.
Nope. Not at all.
Anyway, Daddy.
That's like black. That's like your stool has blood in it, brown.
Yeah. All right. Good God, Dick. Did you see the poster for today's episode?
I did. It was very nice.
Did you see? We'll show you how truly terrifying this is.
You know what? It's not quite off.
Is it? Isn't it?
Oh, my the airplanes do fall out of the sky in this movie.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Let me pull this up. Oh, there's spoilers, by the way. So if you're going to watch The Monkey, you should have already.
See, you could spoil this movie because you get the general idea. The movie, like The Companion, that one you can't talk about without spoiling it.
Yeah, look at this poster, man.
It's like, yeah, wow, that's way, way off.
The guy on the right here, does my mouse show up? Yeah, you can see my mouse. This guy right here has another monkey, a smaller monkey, like a baby, on a stick, or is that the tail up its at? I don't know what's going on here,
cooking baby monkeys.
And then there's like statue monkeys with the snake coming out of them, and AI is a wild place, man.
Maybe you should have put Oz Perkins, Stephen King, The Monkey.
No, and then it goes, you can't have those names. They're copyrights.
We can't have that weird-looking guy on this poster for you.
And for once, we don't know which one they're talking about.
That's true. Yeah, they look exactly the same. Only Oz Perkins looks thinner and gaunt, and Stephen King just looks like he's a bloated corpse of a cocaine addict.
Oz Perkins and Henry Thomas have turned into the same person.
They are. I was going to say that. When he comes out, oh, I'm Uncle Chip.
Yep.
We're swingers. I don't know how to. I never wanted kids, but I'll try to take care of you. I don't know. We're swingers.
I saw him in the church because he's like up there going, wake up, mama. Wake up. And I was like, oh, there's a director to my wife.
We're in theater.
I'm like, ah. And then I didn't realize he was going to be in the movie after that. I thought he was just going to be in the background. I'm like, oh, I caught him.
He's a SAG actor.
Yeah. Well, then it cuts to him, and anyway, we haven't talked about the setup of the movie at all, but Dick, since last time we recorded last week, what have we been watching?
You've had 3 more children.
We are getting induced on Tuesday, so this will be the last episode for a little while.
The beast is coming.
I only watched this, The Monkey, and The Killer, the John Woo movie.
Yes, interesting.
And it was the most John Woo thing I've seen. And every movie I see of John Woo's gets worse and worse.
Right. And he hasn't made a movie in a while.
Yeah, he has. He made that Christmas one.
What Christmas? Oh, yeah, but that doesn't count.
It's a fucking movie.
It went to streaming. It doesn't count.
No, it was in theaters. That was in theaters.
Right. Anything after 2019, there's isn't a movie.
So nobody's made a movie in a while.
Nope. Nobody's made a movie in a long time.
So it doesn't need to be said then.
Nope.
I wouldn't recommend watching The Killer or The Killer Killing. It's confusing because it has the exact same name as that David Fincher movie we both watched.
Yes.
It's stupid. It's just a year later with the same exact movie title.
Well, I think that the problem is, so the killer that you watched, was it a new John Woo movie?
Yeah, brand new.
Okay, it's brand new.
This year.
I was thinking it was from 20 years ago.
No.
I'm thinking like the hard-boiled era of John Woo. This is
Natalie Emmanuel from Game of Thrones and, you know.
Oh, Ramsay. Oh, that one.
That's why I said she's not nude nearly enough.
But she got nude, though.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, well, then.
No, it was, she's fine in the movie. She's good. I have no problem with her. I have no problem with most of the cast. It's just John Woo. It felt, every time it went back to her flashbacks when she was a child, I started laughing. Because it was so, so bad. It was like, dude. Like, I might as well have done like a Simpsons, like, Homer setting up a flashback to his childhood. Like, it was that bad.
So, John Woo is doo-doo, and Oz Perkins is smarter.
Yes.
That's from The Simpsons.
I know. Yes, it is true.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, have you seen anything since last we spoke?
Well, I watched A Companion last night, which
was
really great.
Yeah, that's on my list.
I was very happily glad to pay the $20 to watch it on Amazon. It's really, I think it was just wonderfully done. It's really funny, and it's very good, and it's not what you think it's going to be. And I think the less you know about it, the more you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, when you said you're going to watch it, I was a little nervous. I'm like, you better not fucking say anything.
No, I'm not, because you got to watch it. I just thought it was funny that Guillermo from What We Do in the Shadows is in it. He was one of the guys. I was just like, oh, Guillermo.
Oh, I saw him in the trailer, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I saw pieces of the trailer. I didn't see him in it. So I was just like, okay, I don't want to. And then I saw the Film Threat people say, like, we don't really want to talk about it because the trailer gives it away. So don't watch the trailer.
Now I'm curious what they're talking about giving it away, because it seemed pretty straightforward, but I guess
I'll find out. There's more.
Yeah.
There's more to it. And Jack Quaid's great.
Oh, speaking of Jack Quaid, he's also in the movie I saw a trailer for before The Monkey, that Novocaine movie.
Yeah, Novocaine was on there, yeah.
I do want to see that.
It looks fine. Oh, my God, what is this? Dr. Pepper, Black Cherry, oh, Jesus.
Blackberry.
Only in Phoenix, Arizona.
I had to show you. I know you love our weird development sodas, so.
Oh, you'll get all the test stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Dr. Pepper.
Maybe I'll move to that city just for that reason.
My favorite bit of the berries.
Maybe I will move to Phoenix just because you get all of the experimental stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, Phoenix, I'm your neighbor.
Oh, God.
What's going on?
Show up one day.
Hey. We want to watch. You want to watch MST? I got it. Let's hang out for a bit. Bring in the kids.
Hang
out in the backyard.
What do you give The Companion out of 10?
Probably an 8.
8, okay.
It's pretty solid. It's a lot of fun. Thatcher, Sophie
Thatcher.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's so good in it. And it's one of those, you know, Agatha Christie kind of styles.
Ooh. Where
it's a plot that just keeps getting out of hand. And
you know, you got me there.
It's great. No, it's great. It's hilarious. And there's so many just like, it takes place in the future, so there's all those, you know, those questions you always have, like, you know, what if this happens, and it all plays out. So it's very well done. It's worth watching. If it's still in theaters, go see it, and it's even worth the $20. I had no problems paying $20 to watch it.
That's good.
It was worth it. It was worth every penny.
Yeah, remember when I talked about that list of movies I had, like those five or six ones, and I was like, they're all kind of similar, but not really. Like, I think if The Companion were out in the same time these were, that would have got grouped in with them.
Right.
And that probably would have won, except for Heretic, because Sophie Thatcher is in Heretic.
Right, yeah, I saw that, and yeah. And actually, that's for that's on sale right now. So I was thinking, ooh, maybe I'll watch that.
Great movie. Yeah.
Wait, it'll be free in about 2 weeks, probably.
Yeah. She's also in Yellow Jacket. She plays the young, the young version of. Why am I blanking on her name?
Christina Ricci.
No.
Christina Hendricks.
No. What? She's not in the show.
Kim Cattrall.
No.
Naming names of old
the
people.
The guy's daughter, Jeffrey Lewis. So Juliette Lewis's daughter. Juliette Lewis. Young Juliette Lewis. And
right. Oh, she's a young Juliette Lewis? No way.
It's so fucking funny because it'll show Juliette Lewis as an adult. Yeah. And it shows her as a teenager after this plane crash, and suddenly her tits just go boom, boom.
Yeah. it's like you lost them when you turned 30.
Yeah. So, and it's like... they show, you don't see her naked or anything, but she has like a tube top on. So you see cleavage, and it just vanishes with Juliette Lewis.
She has breast flesh.
Sophie Thatcher.
Now, one of the best parts of The Companion is there's a bunch of like jump cuts to just Dennis Quaid fucking her. And he just goes, oh! It's just so funny. It's just, oh, good night. Go to bed. I'm done.
Yeah, here she is young Juliette Lewis.
Yeah, that's nuts. That looks no. Maybe a younger. I mean, a younger Sarah Ferguson.
She's clearly got a chest, and Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis, who has shown hers tons of times.
Yeah,
she's really not in. But, she's good looking. She's not a bad looking woman, but. She's not that. I mean, she's really pretty.
Yeah, but they do a thing where they do explain that she gets hardcore in the drugs. Like, she becomes a junkie. So, and I felt like they only introduced that to make sense of how she turns out to be Juliette Lewis.
How does Sophie Thatcher become
Lewis?
That's why. Okay, I can do it.
She's got to be a junkie, man.
She's a fucking junkie. You lose your tits and your teeth. Yeah. The two T's, tits and teeth.
Your hair gets dyed.
Yes.
But look, at the end of season two of Yellow Jacket, spoiler for that show, Juliette Lewis gets killed. So there's going to be no more Juliette Lewis, and there's still Sophie Thatcher because she's alive back then.
So. Unless they go to another timeline that she's alive in.
Another timeline?
Well, I mean, like, the 2 years before this event.
Oh, no, they won't do that. They're still flush. They still got to finish the story.
I bet they will.
Season three is out, some of it, but I'm not waiting for the whole season to come out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can't do shows once a week anymore, man. I hit that point.
Oh, I can't. I don't do that either. I wait till I still have to catch up on other shows. I was like, I want to watch it eventually, and I just haven't watched it yet.
Well, you said you were watching From, and I was like, I'm waiting, man. Like, I can't.
Yeah, no, I mean, I watched it already. It's all done because season three or season four is coming out. I think, like, probably in the fall. But, again, with From, if it doesn't get any better, I'm out.
We talked about that at length.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, no, it needs to get better.
Yeah.
It's just too many. I know that already. Tell me something I don't know. Oh, no, I know that already. You already explained that.
I don't know that, and I don't care because you haven't answered the last question.
Yeah.
Finish a meal before you start another one. It's just, anyway.
From is the show about a question no one asked.
Yeah. You watched The Monkey today.
I did see The Monkey today.
I saw it last night.
Yes. Did you get the popcorn bucket?
No. It was $45.
Well, you should have, because now it's going to be like $5,000 in two weeks.
I'm like, I'm not doing it.
The Dune bucket is going for $300 still.
Yeah, it's Dune, though.
No, well, The Monkey, that thing's actually really well made. That's a kind of a cool popcorn bucket. That actually would have been kind of neat to get. I wish I would have had the option to get that.
I do, but it's $45. I'm only going to do it.
Yeah. Well, then again, if you did buy it, everybody would die around you.
Yeah.
There is that.
This is a hard movie to talk about because it's just so goddamn weird and not in the way, I don't think, the way he intended.
It's a goof, like I said. It's Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
The horror movie. It really is.
Every character that's not the main characters is overly quirky to the point where they're not functioning human beings. Like, they don't do things that would make sense.
Yes.
And I'm like, why would you do that? Like, why does that one kid just become obsessed with the monkey and is going to, like, kill everyone? Because it kind of reminds him of his dad. Why does it remind him of his dad?
I think there was more to that than they just cut out of the movie.
Yeah, what the hell happened there?
I think that he was molested or something. And
what was with that wig? That kid's wig? The hell was that? He reminded me of that guy from Stranger Things, that Joseph Quinn.
Yeah, well, it wasn't Elijah Wood is in it for literally 2 seconds.
When he's reading the book at work, I was like, is that Elijah Wood? At the bottom of that book? I'm like, no, it must not be. Because I don't remember seeing him in the trailers. And it suddenly cuts to him, and I'm like, oh, I guess it is.
Well, and then you have that weird priest that shows up.
Where he goes, fuck.
Yeah.
We're gathered here today. Like, Napoleon Dynamite. It's just
random-ass characters come out of nowhere.
I didn't expect half of it to take place when they're kids. I don't know if they couldn't get the actors. Like, was Theo James, busy? Or
I don't know.
It's a weird choice.
But I did like the main guy, though. What was his name?
Theo James.
Theon James. What's his name?
Theo James.
I don't know who. What else is he in?
He's in that Gentleman show.
Right. Okay.
He's fantastic in that show. British guy.
No, I liked him in this movie. I kind of was like, oh, you know what? I kind of like this guy.
No, he's great. He's also the only thing worth watching in those Divergent movies. He's in
those two? Yeah. Ooh. Oh, my God.
And he has a big... I was just looking at pictures of him, and then I saw one from The White Lotus, and he has a big fake penis.
Oh, okay.
Hanging between his legs, and I'm like, yeah, didn't expect to see that. Like, I'd show you here, but I can't.
You'll lose all credibility.
It was so long when he's talked about how it was a fake one.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, because... I'm looking at his... he's in Downton Abbey for one episode. Looking at his IMDb page here. Yeah. He has upcoming 2 projects coming up.
He's in the Hole.
The remake Hole? Oh, God. He's in that? Oh, that's kind of disappointing. Another film that nobody asked for to be remade.
I don't know who these people are.
I didn't. I thought that was Tatiana Maslany, really. That Maslany, or whatever the girl is. Mother.
Yeah, she's good.
The Aaron Scott, Adam Scott looks like he was emaciated.
Yeah, I think they did that on purpose because he was supposed to be going crazy at this point from the monkey.
Yeah, but he was just gaunt.
Because I've seen pictures of season 2 of Severance, and there's all that stuff that they're doing at the train station, and he looks skinnier, but not that bad. Like, they clearly made him look more roughed up than he is in real life. He looks like he's withering away. But I did think it was funny that the opening kill is he gets killed by the company logo, because it's the atomic monster guy in the scuba tank. In the scuba suit.
Yeah.
Shoots him and it pulls his guts out. And there's no death after that that's nearly as gory.
Well, because the problem is all the deaths after that, just people explode.
Yeah.
They get trampled into cherry pie.
No, they don't show that death, though. Like, all the interesting deaths they don't show in this. All of the ones they show are one thing gets launched from over here, be it a bullet, harpoon or whatever, it gets in the bowling ball and gets someone dies ball, over here. Yeah. Except for the lady in the pool.
Right. She just blows up. Again, blows up.
Did you laugh when he goes, fuck, is that a leg?
Yeah. I did. I was like, that's pretty funny.
That was great.
Not a lot of laughs from the crowd. There's giggles, but never anything full on.
How packed is your theater? Not
loud. About a quarter or 3/4.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Wasn't, I mean, it was pretty, it was a smaller theater, though.
Yeah.
Probably 50 seater, and it was probably about 32 people there, maybe.
I think we were in a 30 seater, and there was, no, maybe 50, I don't know, you have to count, but.
What time did you see that?
I saw it last night at, 4:45.
Okay,
Not too late, but it was, there's only, it goes up to row G, we're in the back row. Really tiny theater.
Yeah.
And there's one guy in front of us who was laughing and talking the entire way through, and I was enjoying him because he was having the time of his life.
Oh, fantastic.
By himself. Just like, what the hell? Like, didn't bother me at all. That's the kind of guy I want to sit next to in a movie theater.
Right, yeah, he's having a good time.
Yeah, he was talking with the movie and at the movie. He wasn't on his fucking phone or, you know.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And then there's a couple couples, and that was about it. So there's probably less than 10 people in that theater.
I had families in mind.
Like, with kids?
Yeah, like, with look like there's probably 12-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-olds, maybe 14, 15-year-olds.
That's random.
I'm like, yeah. You know, I can see that.
When Jesse and I went and saw Long Legs, the other Oz Perkins movie we saw in the theater, there was several children in that.
Like, now, that one is not a kid's movie. Yeah, that's a different type of movie.
That was just dark and disturbing, and I was watching a thing with Osgood Perkins, and he's like, that movie was, like, really dark and, like, you know, slow and methodical. And so I just wanted every scene in this movie to be fun for the audience. I'm like, okay. Yeah. That'll be
fun. Yeah, and it is, and it's fun. It is a fun movie. I enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was. I like Long Legs better. But
Long Legs is better.
But this one was just kind of more goofy. Like I said, it's Napoleon Dynamite, a horror movie, because you know the basic story is a monkey, this toy monkey haunts these two kids, and that's it, and that's the story. And it's like, well, I get there's no reason for it, no rhyme or reason. The dad found the monkey. He disappears, so we never even know what happened to him because he burns the monkey. Yeah. So I wonder if there's a longer cut of this movie that has like all the, and I wonder if they show all the kills that happened in the town a little bit more graphically.
And it kind of made it confusing with that kid from with the long hair.
Yeah,
I'm like, is he their brother? Who's this guy? Because it also has a military dad that's.
Right. I thought that was his brother more than anything.
It was strange.
No, it wasn't his military dad because his dad was the cop, remember?
This guy had a military dad. Our main character had a pilot dad.
Yeah, no, but the military, that was his brother, I think. Because he was talking about his dad, who was the cop. We're in the bedroom, naked. He's in his outfit, he's in the bed. He's like, hey, how you doing with the billy club that kind of goes nowhere? It's like a weird repressed memory of that guy.
None of that stuff goes anywhere. That whole family.
No, it doesn't. That's what I mean. Yeah, because he buys the monkey at the estate sale, which that was the funniest part is when the aunt falls into the box of
fish lures
and
hooks.
She has the, pulls them out, and she puts alcohol on it, which is the worst part, and I guess that's why alcohol is inflammable.
Yeah, because then she gets her face lit on fire, and then even that's like a Napoleon Dynamite, like running into the
very
sharpest
cartoony.
The sharpest post in the world.
Yes, the realtor did a real good job.
Yeah,
real tour.
Was out there,
and she gets blown away by a shotgun
after the world's most uncomfortable flirting. That all of her scene should have been half the length. Man,
was the real estate woman?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she just kept going, like improvising and just,
yeah,
like you like your face. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm like, oh god, because I know she's gonna die because I've seen the trailer.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
Like, kill her. Like,
I did like the fact they had her finger in his mouth though.
Yeah.
He goes, oof, but she must have been shot with a fucking elephant gun.
Yeah.
I mean, she gets blown away into viscera. It's like she got blown up with a grenade, like a not even a grenade, a fucking claymore blew her apart.
Yeah, either that or she like drinks like powder smoothies, like gunpowder smoothies every day. It's just in her blood.
That's what it was exactly.
So everything.
It's that mRNA vaccine she took. It was like full of gunpowder.
That gunpowder milkshake. Isn't there a movie like that in Netflix now?
Oh yeah, it was a terrible movie. Yeah. Terrible movie.
But she's drinking those because else? Everyone explodes like they're
everybody
filled with helium in blood. That's all. There's no bones in bodies because when we see chips, no bones.
No, it's pretty funny. And the monkey itself was kind of cool, I like the design. But again, it's But I know the Stephen King short, this must have came in one of his anthology books that he always releases every like 2 a year or something, where there's like 50 stories in them and 5 of them become movies.
It's from Skeleton Crew from like 1980.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's not Monkey Shines?
No.
Because Monkey Shines is another King movie, isn't it?
Yeah. This is a short story in Skeleton Crew. I was watching this, and when it gets to the twins at the end and the betrayal, I was like, this feels very similar to a book I wrote. Because can you hear me? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote Eye of the Storm. It's an okay book. Yeah, there you go.
He's on the cover.
Yeah. You never caught that?
No.
Yeah. I wrote a book, and there's like, but it's kind of about mafia and about Hollywood and twins. And one of them becomes convinced that the other one is evil and it needs to kill him, and it sets up this great plot. And then it just goes, oh, that was all based on a misunderstanding. And then that's exactly what happens in this movie. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? This is so weird. And I saw this from 1980 and I was like, oh, okay. So I can't accuse Stephen King of ripping me off. Unless that's not in the original short story. I don't know.
Wow. I'm still amazed that it's in the back shelf.
You never knew you had that?
I thought, did I have that? I forgot. It has the mist in it, too.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it has the mist, yeah. Huh.
What else is in there?
Go
to the table of contents.
The mist, Here There Be Tigers, The Monkey, Kane Rose Up, Mr. Todd Shortcut, The Jaunt, The Wedding Gig, Paranoia Chant, The Raft, Word Processor of the Gods, The Man Who Would Not Shake Hands, Beach World, The Reaper's Image, Nona for Owen, Survivor Type Uncle, Otto's Truck, Morning Deliveries, Big Wheels, A Tale of the Laundry Game, Milkman Number 2, Grandma, The Ballad. Oh, Grandma! I wonder if that's the Twilight Zone episode.
I was just going to say, as you're reading them off, like these sound like Twilight Zone 85 titles.
Yes.
The Milkman.
Yes.
Uncle Charlie and the Special Child Toys of Caliban. Remember that one?
Well, that was one with Retard.
Yeah. That one is brutal.
That one's fantastic.
That kid probably has one of these toys, one of these monkeys.
Oh, absolutely. Toby? Because we taught it.
You know who I didn't like in this movie? Was his boss.
Well, again, it was just like a weird character.
He has way too many shots of him just like, huh? And then that's fucking cool, man. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's just... Now I got to read the short story to see that's in there. I doubt it. I doubt any of these quirky characters are in the actual short story.
Let me know if the twins are in there.
That's what I'll read it tonight.
If not, I got a lawsuit.
Report back. Yeah, because it's kind of wow. That's funny. Because like the monkey, what the fuck? When did he do the monkey? Oh wow. So they're going way back. They're going deep diving into the annals of Stephen King literary options now.
Yeah, Darabont's hit the same book, so yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently only those two stories are known, because the rest of those were nonsense that you said.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Again...
No, they did make a movie out of The Milkman, didn't they?
I don't know.
Wasn't that John Cusack and Zac Efron? Wasn't that...
No, that was... I have no idea. I know John Cusack and Zac Efron made a movie together.
Oh, I
Was the Milkman movie about his face deformed? Becoming deformed into like a weird muscle man creature.
Hold on, let me.
Poor bastard.
Oh, that's the Paperboy.
The Paperboy, yeah, there you go.
Damn, no.
The NES game adaptation.
Lee Daniels movie.
Oh God!
I was thinking that was called the Milkman, but it was the Paperboy.
Oh, the Paperboy. Now you might be confusing it with that other movie about butter. the butter movie, with Jennifer Garner, I think was in it. Something about butter. I don't know if Nicole Kidman was in it with Zac Efron.
No idea.
I don't know. I think Zac Efron and Nicole Kidman were in a movie called like Brown Butter or Bunny Butter or something like that.
Run, Rabbit, Run?
Maybe.
Doesn't sound like the word butter at all.
I don't know. I'm thinking butter and Easter. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Nope.
Oh, this says the movie opened yesterday. Was yesterday opening day?
Apparently.
Oh. So, and there's still less than 10 people in that theater.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind. This is. I don't think people are rushing to theaters anymore because you could, again, you could. Companion came out like 3 weeks ago, and it's on Amazon for $20 now. You just get it when you want to watch it.
I was thinking, because we're in the back row, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to sit in the back row anymore. Because it was like in my vision, like the size of my TV at home.
Right.
And I'm like, eh. There's no kids in the theater. My kids aren't in the theater, at least. That's the only upside.
Yeah. There's a trade-off.
They're going to pause every 3 fucking seconds.
Ah! Don't eat that. Okay, next. I can go to the movie. Get out of your mouth. Get out of your mouth, goddammit. Yeah. Okay.
Get down! Get off the fucking table!
Stop touching yourself.
That's half of my life now. Get off the fucking table!
Oh, he's back on the table now?
Just they both climb up there. And like, and no, Ollie might as well be like, uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll sell what I want, fucker.
Eat shit, old man.
MST3K sucks my balls.
Oh, speaking of.
Get out. Get out, you son of a bitch. Did you get some clips from the Merlin Magical Wonder Emporium? Or
Merlin's, what's it called? Merlin's Shop of Mystical Wonders.
That's it, yes.
I remember this, and I was like, doesn't that have a monkey in it? And then suddenly it was just on the Roku channel, Mystery, MST3K channel. And I was like, oh yeah, there it is. And sure enough.
Fine, I'll just fashion a crude mask from dryer hose and charcoal briquettes.
Because it has the killer monkey. I'm going to fast forward a little bit.
Very quickly sold sparkle.
But now you senses. Why do I have to deal with it alone?
The God, okay. David. Do the
this is the best part because she tells him to get rid of it, but don't let it know. So he goes home, puts a paper bag below him, pretends to clean, and is like, oh, whoops. Knocks him off the table and misses. Some of the finest acting you're going to see.
Oh, no, it's a vacuum.
That is some ugly carpet.
You know, I usually love movies packed with scenes of people vacuuming, but this one's leaving me a little cold.
Mm. Look at that acting.
Tom-ty-tom-tom-tom-tom, the night Chicago died. Tom-ty-tom-tom-tom.
You've got to be kidding.
Oh, real subtle.
Bingo.
But he misses the first time.
Bingo.
But the monkey does the exact same thing. Claps, or, you know.
Well, he has the drums and this, yeah.
Yeah. And the reason they had to have drums is because Disney.
Oh, is that a fact?
Because I guess whoever did the monkey in Toy Story was a fan of Stephen King, so he did the symbol monkey.
Oh.
And then, therefore, they couldn't use that in this, in the monkey.
Oh, yeah, because on the cover, it's the symbol. Yeah, not a drum, it's the symbols.
I like the drums better.
It makes more sense.
It's like better sound for impending doom than
yeah.
Especially when he goes, and you realize that means a plane's about to crash.
Yes, the whole half the city gets, half the town dies.
Oh man. And I'm curious. Was the point of okay? So everyone dies. The plane crashes. They all die, and then the main character and his son leave. And the monkey doesn't do that anymore. They didn't turn him anymore. And I'm wondering, because they keep saying, the mom keeps going, like, everyone dies eventually.
Right.
It's random, you know. Basically, death happens regardless if it's going to kill, this is going to kill you or not. And I'm wondering if that's the reason they killed all those cheerleaders. Because they were kind of like the audience character, cheering along for every death.
Well, again, because in the movie, there's that scene. They're bringing out the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, that's us.
Weird comedy.
That's us. Weird that's going, yeah, they killed another person.
Woo!
And then the semi drives by and there's blood stains on the bus. Heads. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was funny. Is that saying, like, you're all going to die too?
Well, no, but then you forget right before that scene or that moment, the pale horse of death.
Yeah.
Across the street.
That was nicely set up in the scene with this boss randomly.
Yes.
You know, I'm cursed. You know, not like the pale, you know, horseman, and he quotes that verse.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the only tie to that thing.
Well, your wife, oh, she a bitch.
Yeah.
the boss who gets killed when his vape is thrown into his face or what was it?
Yeah, that was random.
Did I miss that? Because I think I dropped something. I took my face across the screen, and all of a sudden got killed. I was like, what? What happened? The brother did that?
The babe got shoved down his throat.
Yeah. And it wasn't an accident because the brother did that on purpose, right?
Yeah, the brother was trying to kill his brother, so he...
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Bill was trying to kill Hal, so he was just spinning it nonstop.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what... Okay.
Yeah, and then everyone but Hal was dying. And I love that they, for some reason, just go, if you twist the key, you can't die.
Right.
That's not true at all. Like, the monkey proves that at the end.
Well, the monkey proves that he takes it personal because he curses the monkey, and the monkey gets him at the end of it.
Yeah. But it's also like, I don't know why you're assuming that's a rule. Fuck you. Here's a bowling ball that was set up when you were children. So he's going to smash his head in with the bowling ball on their kids.
Right, yeah. Which I felt. But, so would you call that Chekhov's bowling ball?
Chekhov's bowling ball, Chekhov's horseman.
Yes.
Man, so many things set up and paid off.
Yeah. Chekhov's cheerleaders.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? When Bill he has the key, and he's like waiting for the monkey to come back. It was reminding me of like one of Mike Flanagan shows where they do have that little montage of throughout the years, and it's just a character waiting. It happens in Haunting of Bly Manor, kind of.
Right.
Kind of reminded me of that. And I like that scene a lot where he's just showing him like going through his life, just waiting for this monkey, and that's all he thinks about. That's kind of a random thing to like in the movie, but it was the one thing we got without just constant comical deaths.
Right.
Because there was so much weird comedy in this. Like, remember when the stripper bends over during this scene? And she turns into the monkey?
Right, yeah.
There's an image of it right here. It's sexy. Sorry if anyone gets...
Well, that's good. I did like that. Everywhere I went, I could see this thing.
Here's the priest we're talking about.
Oh, that's fucked up. I mean, yeah. And Oz Perkins, yeah, look at it. There's Oz Perkins. Or is that the guy from E.T.?
Is it Henry Thomas or Oz Perkins?
I mean, right there he is.
This scene was so nonsense.
Elijah Wood in the movie for literally 30 seconds.
Also Yellow Jackets.
And I took your power from you. I took your power.
I didn't ask you to do that, whatever he says. He just plays along with it. Love it.
So I'm going to take your son away from you because you only see him once a year.
Oh, he has one too.
Well, there you go. He got it from the popcorn bucket.
That is the popcorn bucket.
Is it? Yeah. See, look at that. That thing is well made, handcrafted. You should have bought it. You're gonna regret that decision.
El Mono.
The Monkai.
I like when they do the old posters.
Yeah.
The Monkai.
There you go.
I didn't realize this was I was like, God, she looks familiar. I was like, oh, it's She-Hulk.
She-Hulk and Black Orphan or whatever.
Yeah.
Who I like, she's funny. I like her as an actress, but I didn't like her as She-Hulk, though I didn't watch She-Hulk.
I didn't mind her as She-Hulk. She's fine.
I like her, but I didn't care for her. I'm not going to watch She-Hulk.
It's fine.
Much like I'm not going to watch Winter Soldier or the movie 2 or whatever it's called, the new Captain America movie. No thanks. Look at that. Look at all that shit.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a good one.
That's like a Tarantino poster.
Yeah, a little bit. Very grindhouse. Oh, well, that's interesting. It was all the foreign posters.
What did that say?
Good.
Oh, macaco.
Macaco. That's Portuguese.
Opis.
Opis. The singe. Mabda. Macaco. That's what my uncle, great uncle, called all the kids was little macacos.
You sure that's what he's saying?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's okay. Portuguese for monkey. Any other connotation is alleged.
I'll show you macaco.
I'll show you this macaco.
I think he said monkey. I'm just gonna.
I hope he said monkey.
Oh man!
I got the secret ingredients is peanuts. I hope he said peanuts. That's an MST3K joke.
Never heard of it.
A touch of Satan. That one. That one's actually really funny. A touch of Satan's a good one.
A touch of Satan.
A touch of Satan. Where he goes, I'm going to give you some cider. The secret ingredient is peanuts. I hope he said peanuts. But
in Merlin, he even the same beats of this movie. He buries it, and then like a massive flood happens.
Oh wow!
Now that wasn't me. You slipped.
Look at this.
Meanwhile, in a dry model.
What? Bugs Bunny. That's funny. Wrong turn at Albuquerque. Jesus. Wow, look at that. My God.
That was fantastic. Oh, I love this.
Just like San Andreas.
So evil wins, Grandpa Borgnine?
That's right. Even your tiny soul is doomed, Billy.
Yeah, Ernest Borgnine's telling the story.
Right.
Yeah, I got a crack this guy can crawl out of.
Ernest Borgnine, because Cameron Mitchell is unavailable.
I'm stiff and dry, and I have a big lumpy butt.
Lumpy butt.
That's fantastic. And then he talks to George R. R. Martin on a bench.
Yes. Randy Quaid or George R. R. Martin?
It's Merlin and then George R. R. Martin. And then the monkey.
Shock the monkey.
Starts shaking the house. Everyone had that couch.
Why is there a rug on our carpet?
That's
gross.
It's not even the '80s, it's the '90s. This is made in 95.
Well, yeah, it says 95, but it might have been made in 1988.
Who knows?
Because they're telling a story over that story, so that means they took old footage. Or they took something from a movie that they bought for a quarter and they had to use it somewhere. It's like, oh, fuck it, we'll just put it here.
And they have that Princess Bride framing device.
As you wish.
Yeah, but look.
The ghost. Ian
Warwick.
You know, a clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant. Why didn't you say so?
Does he have a sea turtle under his sweater vest?
Huh. I'm fucking 90. Fuck you.
But yeah, it's the same framing device where they get the old man telling the grandson a story.
Right. Yeah.
These can't hold a candle. Peter Falk and
Fred Savage.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me a cheap movie ripped off a successful film?
Crazy, right?
Weird.
Yeah, that movie must have been shot in 87, 88.
I'm telling you, that's what it was. The company that made this movie was like, hey, we got a bunch of unused. We have half of this movie that never got finished. It was part of this library buy. What do we do with it? Ah, fuck it. Have Ernest Borgnine tell a story.
Oh,
and we'll just throw it in there.
I'm watching I just skipped through the first story, and guess what I just found?
Uh-oh. Time chasers?
Lamp.
Oh, my God. Yep, that lamp works more than Samuel L. Jackson. That green antique lamp is in everything.
That damn banker's lamp. Man. Take a snapshot
of that.
Was
that banker's lamp in Twilight Zone episodes as well?
I don't know, because it was in black and white.
Well, I mean, it'd be the same look, because that banker light hasn't changed its style in 100 years.
I'm just saying. It doesn't catch my attention because it's not green.
Well, there you go. But it has shown up in the colorized version of Twilight Zone, because the 80s and the 2000s had it, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got some.
I'm sure you have. In the hours of footage you've collected of this green lamp, it's bound to be in one of those shows.
You know, sad because it's hours of footage and they're images. It's not the video.
That's the thing. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of cut images, of cropped images.
It's got to be over 100 now at this point.
Oh, I would think so, yes.
Because I've been doing this for years.
Yes.
And I've never...
You need to release a coffee table book of the land. And call it the hardest working prop in the movie business.
I don't know. It had to get all the rights for all this stuff.
Nope. Just sell it, self-publish it, and let the lawsuits come to you, and then you can promote the book that way.
Sell it on sidewalks.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, people say, hey, you're getting sued for that. Yeah, would you like a controversial copy? $50.
Better buy it before it's gone, man.
I must buy this. I must have this.
The fuck are you talking about? Lamp?
Lamp? No, you're not joking. This is just much bigger than lamps. It's called
the And then I working. Start my own conspiracy and religion.
Yeah.
Welcome, brothers, to the Church of Lamp.
The Church of Lamp. Believe Lamp knows all, sees all, is ran by the Jews.
Let there be light. Pull on the chain. Pull on the chain, my brethren.
That lamp is in every bank owned by the Jews and every movie owned by the Jews.
Oh, this went racist so fast.
Well, that's usually how these cults go.
Now it's a cult. Oh, God. This yeah, slipped away cult, from me before I even got... Lamp. Man, this slipped away did from me you, so fast.
Did you know that the monkey had the green lamp in it? You know what that means, right? Chemtrails.
I have been in the theater and taken a picture of the screen because there's a lamp.
Oh, yes.
I did not see one of the monkey.
No, there was not one of the monkey, unfortunately. Though I had a hard time buying that. That was 1999. Which, again, wasn't that, again, the Napoleon Dynamite factor. So his older brother hangs out with a crew of girls.
Oh, my God. We didn't talk about any of this.
The random spattering of girls who mock the twin brother, the weaker twin with glasses.
Why the bullies in this were just the worst things. I mean, none of it made any sense.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It was like, and they were shot in such a way. It was like a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah,
they were shot in such a way that it's just like they're all blocked a certain way. So it's like what? And he's in the. Didn't he go into the boys' restroom and they were in the restroom?
Yes,
they or did were, he go in the girls'
locker,
restroom?
They're in the male. Then the girls' locker room. Or sorry, they're in the boys' locker room waiting. Yeah. For them. And instead of just walking out, he lets them steal his pants.
Yeah.
And then later on, because he has a toy monkey, and that Asian girl with the fucking eagle eye vision and the foresight, where he's like, barely has that thing open. She's like, Gaga, he has a monkey. And I'm like, God damn, I didn't even see it. How did you see it?
And then they import boxes of bananas and they bring them to the gym and they throw them on that boy.
And it looks like he's sitting there talking to like a counselor or some sort of grown up. Yeah. And suddenly he's covered in a comical amount of bananas and like
yes.
He still has the peels. Like he took the bus home and just left the fucking peel on his head.
It's like that scene in The Simpsons where Homer brings the garbage can out to the trash man. And he says, hey, you stupid trash eaters. And then he comes into the house. Well, I got in a fight with the local garbage man. And he's covered in the garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a cut, you know,
yeah.
It's basically a jump cut.
Only that's a fucking cartoon.
Yes, here we are.
He has like banana pudding in his hair.
Yes, it's pulverized.
And this is what we're led to believe is the setup for the actual movie. Because this is where he curses his brother and tells the monkey to kill him. And instead the mom dies. And the mom's death is very confusing to me. I understood what happened, but then you see the brother's flashback and she's fine. I guess that was him just
because I think what it was the monkey never killed the mother. The mother just died. The mother died naturally. I think that's the gist.
I thought it was the brother just easing himself like it's okay.
No. The brother thinks that he did it because he said, kill my brother. And the mom dies. But I think the gist of it is the mother died of natural cause, had nothing to do with the monkey. So all of
See,
this
that makes way more sense.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why all of this obsession with a brother with a monkey, that's what made him go crazy.
Okay.
It had nothing to do because that's I think that's the point of the movie. Everybody dies, it's not connected to anything. She just happened to die from a very rare aneurysm, which happened.
So it's even closer to my book then. God damn.
Yeah. You got a lawsuit, mister.
Apparently, because it was two brothers, and then he thinks the one guy started this whole thing, the one brother, and he's trying to get him after him all these years, and then he finds out at the end it was the other brother that died.
Well, you're going to have to look back at your book, and if he says,
I'm going to circle the...
I ate your placenta.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's placenta.
I want to eat the rest of your placenta.
Yes.
None of that stuff worked for me. That's the I actively didn't like any of that because it. I don't know. I had an older brother that would beat the shit out of me, and this brother was seemed fine by comparison. Like I was like, this brother is just a little bit of a dick. That's it.
Right. Yeah. He's just being goofy.
Just a little bit of a dick.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of a Goosebumps episode, and it's so funny that there's a Goosebumps poster on the wall that I had where it's to stay out of my room.
Right.
It's got the skeleton, and I'm like, all I could see was that because I had that exact one because it came with this lamp. An alarm clock. I had Goosebumps everything, and it was two like mummy hands like this, and you could set something in there, but it had a little clock on the front.
Oh, yeah.
With that poster. And so I was thinking about that. And I'm like, this is already reminding me. Like, is that the reason it's on there? Because it feels like this scene is made for, like, 12-year-olds. And the rest of the movie's not.
Right. Or a really sick, twisted 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah. The Goosebumps kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was like, hey, fucker, or whatever he called him. Fartknocker. Or like, I don't remember what his nickname for his brother Fartknocker. Was. Yeah.
Or if this was an 80s movie, he'd say, hey, faggot.
Yeah.
That would be the... Now, if they would have done that, it would have been like, oh, well, this guy's just being a total dick.
Oh, here's the alarm clock.
This is the Goosebumps alarm clock?
I had this.
Oh, there you go. They're very nice.
Yeah.
It's worth $10,000 if you would have kept that.
I think I still have it, actually.
On eBay.
It's made to put your books in between.
$35.
I have the Pogs still. I didn't have the spread here.
The Pogs are priceless.
I didn't have this.
Remember Alf? He's back in Pog form.
Yeah, it was these weird ass like zebra looking mummy hands.
Yeah, look at that. Wow. I don't know art, but I know what I like.
Man, Goosebumps. Poster.
What an era.
Out of my room.
Yeah, and those old Goosebumps
here it is.
Are highly collectible, you know. If you have the original releases of the Goosebumps books.
I have all of them.
Oh, you can probably sell them.
Every single one of them.
Oh, you should put that on eBay and make some green.
No way, those are mine. I'm the person who would buy them.
If you sell them to yourself.
But this was the poster.
Oh, yeah, I remember those, yeah.
Yep.
And you were all excited about the Scholastic Book Fair every year.
Oh, goddamn right.
The Goosebump books would be available. Like, oh, my God, I need to buy all three of them. I need to get that box set of the five whatever R.L. Stine books are available.
Shit, dude, I had those. I had the Fear Street. His adult vampire erotic fiction book that my mom read.
Well, he did write an adult book, and I think I used to have it. I might have it still. It says basically on the cover... adult book R.L. Stine wrote.
That's what I'm talking about. It's an erotic vampire book. And wow. I bought it because it was R.L. Stine. And my mom read it first, and she's like, that's very, very juicy. And I was like, So I didn't read it for like 20 years after that.
It's just wet-inducing. Oh, no. Book. Don't say that, Ma.
I did eventually read it, though.
You did have the Pretenders to the Crown. The Christopher Pikes of the world.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was like R.L. Stine part two. Or if R.L. Stine was a pseudonym for a bunch of other different authors.
It's bitten.
Look at that. Ooh.
Oh, here's a copy of it. And then apparently he has Temptation. He's really trying the company's really trying to feed off that crowd, aren't they?
Jesus.
Look at that. There's a fucking apple on it. Like,
eat that bloody apple like a bloody pussy.
What?
Look at that.
Now, this is the one I had. This one, too.
Yeah, it looks familiar. I might have that one.
Vampire Breath. Hmm. See, I know the fucking names before I even get to them.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Well-versed in the literary world of R.L. Stine.
This is the first book.
So what did the R.L. stand for?
Robert Lewis?
Oh, I hope Stine. Not.
Robert Lawrence Stine.
Robert Lawrence Stevenson.
Yeah.
Count of Monte Cristo. That's Cristo, you dumb shit.
We ought to put in that in educational too, right?
By Alexander Dumbass. Oh, that's good. You like that. It's about a prison break. You should put that on an educational. Andy? So, yeah, The Monkey, I'd say worth seeing. It's a fun movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I say go see it, get the popcorn bucket, retire on it, because it's going to go for $5,000 in no time.
They had so many of them.
I didn't. Well, I didn't go to an AMC. I went to the Galaxy. I wish they had it. I would have bought it. I would have paid $45 for it.
Well, you have expendable, you know, you have.
That's true. I mean, I don't have income. Four kids, yeah. But you know, other than that, the gas bill got me. Those guys ripped me off this year.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they got. Oh, they're so corrupt. It's not even funny. My gas bill has gone up like 200%. I used to pay like $5 a month. Now it's like $100-something a month. But they got me for back pay because they said my meter was broken. So for 2 years, the meter didn't work right. So they had me pay back pay on 200 or 2 years of service. I'm like, I didn't do that. You guys did that. Well, you still got to pay it. $645 bill.
Nice.
Yeah, cocksuckers. PG&E are pure evil. And they've murdered more people than fucking syphilis. With their fires and their inadequacies and everything else. Ugh. They're the worst.
Worst the monkey. Monkey. Yeah. God damn.
Touch it.
It is a bizarre thing that I do recommend seeing.
Yeah.
It's not gonna blow you away, but you are gonna have fun. And that's
I'd say if you watch it with a bunch of friends. Yeah, like the more people you watch it with, I think the more fun you'd have with it. I wish I still had friends that went to the movies.
It's up there with Malignant for how ridiculous it gets.
Right. I would say Malignant is still the number one out of control movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're never going to top Malignant for insanity.
And don't forget, like speaking of Malignant, remember the detective that looked like she was 12 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Monkey had the same thing with the cop talking to him.
Yes.
Are you 15? Like, how old are you, girl? And
it was like she didn't rehearse at all.
No, he's terrible.
Again, it all felt like Napoleon Dynamite, like, kind of...
You can't leave the city, you know that, right?
We don't want you to. Please,
you can't
please
leave.
Don't.
This is an investigation. Don't leave. It's just like, you're fucking 14. What are you doing in a cop's outfit?
She's a good 2 feet shorter than him.
Yeah. Like, who is this?
Everyone in this movie that's not a main character is goofy.
It's just like this weird Fellini casting went out, and they just got all these weird looking people.
Like John Waters.
Yes.
John Waters weirdo casting.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
It's because it's the first death we see, you know, after the cold open, the first death we see is the boys go to like Benihana's.
Yes.
And their babysitter sitting there and just having the longest staring contest with the hibachi chef.
Yes, I know.
Just so goes on and on and on. And the monkey's in the car. Just.
Yeah.
And he hits. And then he just, I don't know how he does that. It made me think that it possessed him.
Right. Because
how else does he extend his arm an additional 2.5 feet?
Right. Because at first I thought he cut her throat. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, he cut her whole head off.
He cut her fucking head off with a blade.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so far out of his way. And he would not be like, did something happen? No, you'd be like, oh, my dear God, I went way out of my way right there.
Oh, my God. I would have known that if I was a better chef.
So I thought it, like, possessed him. Because then we see the mom. Right. And she, like, is doing this shit and turns around. And I was like, oh, it possesses people. I thought she was going to, like, stab her, you know, headbang or headbutt a knife.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's what made me feel like, oh, that's a natural death. The monkey had nothing to do with her death, and that was the whole point.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on that. I did because I knew it was odd and confusing, but I didn't think that it was that's what they're saying.
I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I feel like that's the point.
It makes more sense.
It makes sense, yeah.
It does.
But the one joke that I thought they should have riffed on a little bit better was he never changes his black suit.
Yeah.
I wanted him to be a grown adult in a little boy's black suit. Like he never got it, you know, he never enlarged it. He just had it be the same size.
He's
all torn. Because he modified it. He modified
it by putting the bottom part of his fire shirt on the
right,
bottom.
Right, yeah.
To make it longer. And then you see his pants and they're this far above his shoes.
Yeah. I wanted more of that. I wanted that to be more pronounced.
That was funny. Like, and he has like a weird mullet.
Yes.
Like a long ponytail kind of mullet thing. I loved hanging out with Bill.
Yeah.
I wanted more Bill in the movie.
Right.
Because all his stuff was interesting. And then it goes back to Hal and his fucking kid. And I thought the kid did a really good job, too. He didn't annoy me like I thought it was going to.
Right, yeah.
You usually get the same exact beats. He does do that, but it didn't bother me because they waited to do that. Yeah. You know, when he does the, you don't even want me around. That stuff was all waited until later.
Right.
Usually they do that right off the bat, and it just drives you insane.
I did like the setup and payoff, though, of the, they're skydiving. They have skydiving here. And you can skydive as a newlywed. They skydive, and then they fell through the roof dead from the girl in the bride outfit from the blown up airplane from skydiving.
Yeah, they all that fall through the roof.
Funny. Yeah, that's kind of a funny little callback. But
another Chekhov's setup and payoff skydiving.
There. Much like they had a little setup and payoff in Companion. A lot of that going on where you're just like, oh, this is something. I'll just call it Chekhov's corkscrew.
Fun.
It reminded me of Friday the 13th with...
Where's the corkscrew?
Where's the corkscrew?
Hey, Ted, where's the corkscrew?
Ah!
Yeah.
Same kind of idea.
World's finest actor. Focused,
in the movie, there's scenes where like they take the wine bottle and they're using this giant corkscrew. They like automatic drills through the cork, sucks it up, and pulls it out. And I'm like, why do they keep focusing on that? It's like two or three times they're like really, they kind of linger on it, and it's just like, oh, that's got to be the end somewhere. This is going to come into play. And it does.
Would you have watched another 10 minutes of them driving around this town in the aftermath?
Oh, I think it would be hilarious.
I would have.
The baby carriage is on fire.
The mom's just running. Yeah. Not so helping this baby at all.
Yeah. Just random crazy death. And maybe there is. I feel like there's going to be a longer cut of this movie on DVD or something.
It's a really short, like hour 38.
Yeah, it's very to the point, which he needs to be. You can't have it be longer.
Yeah, which is why I was surprised that so much of it, like half the movies with those kids.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh my God, like I feel like we're like halfway through this movie and we're still in
right,
the kids.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I don't think we see Theo James until like the 40-minute mark.
Where he's reading Fatherhood 7 by Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
The four most expert on parenting? Yeah, I like to take those odds.
I took your power.
We're going to start saying that. Whenever we talk over each other, I took your power.
Rest in power. I took your power.
Oh, man.
Oh, I should wrap this up because it's been an hour.
So?
Oh, I thought we had to do another one.
No?
Oh, I thought we were doing another one. Oh, maybe I thought the Companion. Okay. I won't go into more detail on that one.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Companion.
Yeah, you need to watch that one. It's worth watching. I would say I don't know if it's not so bad where you can't watch it for the kids. It's not that bad.
There's no sex. There's no.
Not really. I mean, there's humping, but there's no nudity.
Oh, I'm talking about.
The monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no monkey. You can watch with kids easily. That one's more genteel.
Although they didn't show the monkey stripper topless, which was a bummer. And that could have unlocked so many doors.
That would have been hilarious. That would have been pretty good.
You need to watch Heretic, though, now that you've seen Companion.
I do. It's on my list. I'm going to watch Heretic.
We need to swap and then compare them.
Yeah.
I'll watch Companion. You watch Heretic.
Yep. I got to do that.